He looked terrible. He was real sick. I guess he was sick, and he had on his bathrobe, you know. And they had him hooked up to one of these IV bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was on a big stand, and he was wheeling this thing around and walking around with it.
I tell you, then in the Methodist hospital, that wasn't St. Luke Hospital, and you of course, I don't think you know where that is.
No.
In the Methodist Hospital, it's 2 blocks away. You had to go there for your radiotherapy. It's on the great big machine there to get your radio treatment.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, I seen people coming there. God in heavens, I thought I looked bad. I'm telling you, I saw some terrible looking people. One man came into the hatch in all directions, and the ribs looked like it was on the outside instead of inside.
Oh, hell.
I saw some terrible looking people.
Yeah.
Wheel in there. Ooh.
Well, I guess at those big city hospitals, you can see them.
Oh, I tell you. Then I would transfer. When we stayed at our daughter's house, it's about 12 miles away. Okay, we had no transportation. I couldn't drive my car, and I didn't have it long. So, and we couldn't afford a taxi, and my daughters couldn't take me because they had their job, and I didn't expect my brothers to take me except one time. So then we found out the Red Cross picks up people and puts them to hospital and brings them back.
Oh.
Boy, but the most wonderful thing that is, the Red Cross transportation. It costs us nothing.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
That's great.
The Red Cross was down center of Houston, then going all the way there. Four station wagons,
uh-huh.
And every day's a different driver. It's all volunteer drivers. They don't get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all volunteer stuff.
That is super. I didn't know that.
Every morning at 8 o'clock, we have to call up and tell them who we are and what address. Then you sit down, wait.
Uh-huh.
And then they come pick us up. Then when they get through with the hospital deal, we call up again. We have to go back home.
Uh-huh.
Come to the hospital. And you have little bitty flags sticking up there, the Red Cross insignia on there, so we can tell what the vehicle it is. When
mm-hmm.
they come up there, we start going out.
Mm-hmm.
And you wait too long.
That's...
Oh, I tell you, it was a wonderful thing.
Oh, yes. How did you find out?
My daughters know it.
Uh-huh.
Know about it.
Uh-huh. That's nice.
So, all right, to finish that story, and we pick up lots of Negroes, too. We go in the Negro section sometimes. We have a northwest part of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm telling you, lady, I don't see how people live in that kind of a slum. Ooh, we have got nothing nice. But I couldn't, I consider them, this is a palace compared to some of them.
Really?
Where they live. Ooh, the drainage is bad. It's almost filthy.
Oh.
I couldn't, I think I could better myself some kind of way. We haven't got a nice place here, but it is better what I have seen there. The Negroes haven't got no, I shouldn't, if that goes in here, I shouldn't say that.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't say that. That's discriminating nowadays. They have no ambition as far as, they have fine clothes and fine cars, but when it comes to the home, that's not so much. Now, there are certain parts of Houston, used to be a lot of Jewish people living there, nice section of town.
Uh-huh.
That all became black, and you can tell the difference right away.
Uh-huh.
The way the front of the house looks, the way the lawn looks, and just the way the streets look.
Yeah.
And then they want to be equal with the white. They can't do it. It's not in them.
Uh-huh. Some people are like that. I don't know.
And the brown race is almost the same way. And who gets the most trouble? Those two races.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I heard police stories last
night.
They're
poor. They have nothing. They become desperate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what you mean. If a boy and a girl the boy keeps coming over to the same girl's house all the time.
No, I didn't get that question.
If a boy and a girl get to know each other and the boy keeps coming over to the same girl's house all the time, what do you say?
He's courting.
Okay. How serious is that? Is that pretty serious or not very
serious? It depends on circumstances. It can't be serious, it can be inconsequential.
Uh-huh.
He can court a boy can court a girl for a long time and then just drop her overnight.
Uh-huh.
That's the way the male is.
Uh-huh.
Don't mean it may not mean nothing to him.
Uh-huh.
And the time comes when he really wants a girl, she doesn't want him. So it's a battle. It's been a battle as far back as we can think of.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it happens that way, all right. The man who stands up with the groom at the wedding is called...
He's called the best man.
Okay, and the woman who stands up with the bride is called the...
Well, I guess it's called the bridesmaid.
Okay.
Or is it a matron of honor? I don't know too much about that. You never had that.